Well, Michael, how many years is this now, Championship, facing into?
It's the 8th or 9th now, Sam. I suppose I haven't really thought of it until somebody just mentioned it there recently, but it's hard to believe we're right now, but yeah. Achmere, that's what it's at now, so as I say, it's been some successful ones and some maybe not so successful ones, so as I say, we keep striving forward and pushing forward.
Does it get any easier the more you're in or the more you're preparing for?
No, I suppose that every season brings up its own wee quirks and wee intricacies, you know, and I say, like, this season's not going to be no different, you know. I suppose we went on a wee bit further in the National League this year maybe than we did any previous year, so I suppose that's a wee bit of a difference now, you know, and I suppose also the other wee bit of a difference is that we're out that wee bit earlier, you know, and we're out in the preliminary round on it, so I say it's a huge game, you know, and big challenge, I suppose, against a rival and against a near neighbour in Tyrone, and as I said, both teams are going to be going out to put their best foot forward and try and get a win for their respective side.
I think the thing that pleases most Donegal people and supporters, and I'm sure it pleases the players as well, is the way things have gone so well. You know, the transition from Rory, from Jim to Rory, and, you know, up in Division 1, and, you know, talk about players maybe retiring and one thing or another.
Yeah, come here, that's I suppose the big benefit, I suppose, is both parties had already worked with each other, you know, we'd already worked with Rory as a group of players, and Rory had already worked with the players, and maybe, I suppose, that had helped the transition more, you know, but I say the kind of character, I suppose, that Rory is he strives for improvement in every individual, and that's in every single training session, in every single game, and, you know, I think we really, I suppose, enjoy that challenge each and every night we do come there, and I suppose it's motivating, it's a motivating environment, and it's an environment, I suppose, that has been created, and I suppose it has been created and continued to be created now by Rory.
Yeah, and I know nobody's talking about All Ireland's or Ulster Championships or anything like it yet. Nobody's going to look further than Tyrone in this premier round tie. But from your point of view and from the players' point of view, how big of hunger have you, or a big desire after coming so close last year? How much a motivating factor is that for this year?
Yeah, come here. I suppose there's no denying the fact. I suppose that you get beaten in an All Ireland final. Any time you do get beaten in a championship game, or you get beaten in a league game, or you get beaten in an All Ireland final, you're always going to be hurt, and you're always going to want to use it as that bit of extra motivation. And we're no different ourselves, you know. In terms of, you know, we still are hurt. I'm sure we are hurt, but I suppose being back together now for the last, you know, real 5-6 months as a group, you know, has really, really helped things, and to know where everybody is at, and to know we're back together as a group again, and really, really pushing on, getting fitter and getting stronger, and trying to improve in our own wee individual games, you know, has really, really helped us as a group. And you know, that environment to be back in it, you know, maybe for the couple of weeks and months after the Ireland's difficult when you don't know where you are, you know, as such. But it's brilliant to be back in it now, and as I say, it's brilliant to see the influx too of the younger lads and the under 21 lads, and even a few of the minor lads in the last number of years coming into things, and not only just being here but making big contributions to things. You know, that can only really help freshen things and really push things on, you know.
And tell me, since the league semi-final against Cork, how has preparations gone?
Going well, I suppose, with the fact, I suppose, we're out so early in the championship, you know, the championship preparation had to be racked up, you know, mid league, you know, and we really needed to ratchet things up, you know, and I suppose we brought players along with us, you know, throughout the year, and we were conscious, I suppose, of injuries and trying to, I suppose, recuperate injuries from a previous long campaign, and also trying to get the body strong for another season. I suppose that has been done very quite successfully. I suppose mid league, the championship preparation really ratcheted up, and we got I suppose a very, very high level number of weeks of training with a high intensity, and I suppose that's crucial to any campaign, and, you know, we've known that. So I suppose that maybe a couple of our latter league performances maybe, I suppose, a little bit down maybe in what they should have been, but I still think at the same time, by and large, we got a lot out of the league, and we got what we want in terms of bringing players along without injuries, and we got good performances, and we got players into a bit of form, and I mean, that's what you want from a National League. And as I say, if you can get to latter stages of a league, and we were going for a league final, that would have been nice, but it just didn't happen on the day. And, you know, coming away from it now and getting the preparation, the level of preparation we have for the last number of weeks has been a big help.
And looking ahead to the game, obviously a lot of comparisons have been made with 2 years ago and that premier round tie in Ballybuffet as well. How would you compare preparations this time to the back then?
Yeah, I suppose like any campaign, you know, it's just, you know, the intensity of training is ratcheted up, you know, the 6 to 8 weeks out, you know, and I suppose it's a mindset you really need to get into as a player, you know, and I think but lads have been really, really hungry from that off the back of last year's campaign, and maybe the disappointment in September, and, you know, with the influx of the newer, younger players too, people are really, really hungry to really, really get at things and really push things forward as a group, you know, and I suppose we've been doing that in an environment under Jim previous to that, and we're doing it now under environment with Rory, and he's created that environment for us to keep improving upon and keep developing our own game and keep developing all the wee individual aspects of our game, you know, and things have gone relatively well. But I suppose the true test of that now will be on Sunday week, and the true test will be in the manner of the performance and the results. And as I say, we'll be trying our very level best to get that in favour of Donegal.
You have the Indian sign over to Rowan in recent years. They haven't beaten you in three championship games. I think you had a recent easy victory over them in the league. How do you prepare to play against a team like that just really can't match you or hasn't matched you?
Well, I wouldn't really say that in any such way. I think, really, to be quite honest, you know, there's been very little to tip the scales in anybody's favour in any of those games, you know. And to be quite honest, there was just a little bit of luck, and I think in a lot of those games to tip the scales in our own favour. But you know, we've played them in National League games where they've come out and resulted quite comprehensively. I remember a game in Oma where they come out quite comprehensively. So as I say, we know there's going to be very little in the game in either aspect. And as I say, both teams are going to improve quite a bit, and we're going to need have pushed forward as best we can in both camps, you know, and really, as I say, it's going to be a big battle now on Sunday.
And obviously the converse is, you probably know a little bit as well about being on the receiving end and losing to particular teams. I know when Jim came in first, you hadn't won a championship, so I'm sure there's a fear, maybe not a fear, but a dread maybe, that Tyrone are really going to be fired up for this one, because it's a very proud county.
Without a doubt, I don't think it's going to be a fear or a dread. It's going to be a given that they're going to be well up, and it's going to be a given that we're going to be up for it ourselves, you know. So it's about translating that motivation now into a good team performance, and we'll be trying to do it in our camp, and they'll be doing it in their camp. And as I say, once both teams do that, you know, hopefully it'll be a good spectacle for all to see, and as I say, may the best team come out.